Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Freaking
touch, fuck you. Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bass Brigade. This is Anvil.
This is Blonic.
This is Game Baby Duck.
Now, this is a special episode. We're sitting currently at the Overtime in Beverly, sitting down with Totally Inappropriate. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about yourselves. We actually have Eric,
yep.
Colin, Sean, and Steve.
Here.
All right, now that we got roll call over with, nobody gets paid.
Stand down, sir. Stand down.
So now, basically, when you guys came together, how did this whole group form?
Eric, let's take this one.
Colin really got it started.
Well, no, well, you could say that I really got it started, but I used to stalk Eric's band. This is no joke. I would see him everywhere. I don't think I missed a show.
His old band.
Yeah, his old band. It was once over, and I don't think I missed a show in like 5 years.
I don't think you did.
I don't think I did. I was always, and then they went, you know, it was Eric and his two brothers, and they got married and had kids, and Eric started doing his solo stuff, and then I started having these insane 4th of July parties, and I needed a band to get together. And we got a band together, and we just kind of never stopped at that from that point on.
I think it was Colin's plan from the very beginning.
It was, because I had no idea how to play. I remember I plugged in my bass, and this the first song is supposed to play. Sorry, I'll shut up. We're supposed to play Back in Black, and I plugged in. And Mark was there, the old guitar player, and we just started playing. I just started playing random notes. He's like, "What the fuck are you playing?" I was like, "I have no idea. I haven't played in 10 years." He quit a week later. We got Steve, and he's taught me more in 2 years.
So wait. When did Sean come in? Because I was the last one to come in.
Well, I met Colin through Kevin, Ronnie, Joe Shea, and St. Patty's Day parade in Snowden.
So you met Colin at St. Patrick's.
Well, I already knew him, but like that's the day I talked to him. We went into a house party. We just walked into a random. We weren't invited. But we were sitting there drinking. There was a band playing. And he's going, "We gotta fucking put a band together." He goes, "You know what? This band needs a drummer." He goes, "Because the other drummer, Mike, he's at Back Rum."
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's fucking Back Rum. That's rock and roll.
That 4th of July party, and they invited me in, and we hooked up then over in Chelsea.
Eric and I grew up together, went to middle school and high school together, and probably lost touch for shit, I don't know, 6-7 years, something like that.
Definitely.
I was all over the joint, Costa Rica, Wyoming, just living, L-I-V-I-N, you know. And then I don't even know how it happened, out of the blue,
we needed a guitar player, we booked a show. And we didn't have a lead guitar.
No, I'm talking about the barbecue at your house, how out of the blue, out of the blue, we kind of just like looked back up.
Yeah, we said, "Let's get together." Steve, you had a baby.
I had just my daughter, yeah.
Steve said, I'd like to just, I want to see everybody. I want to reconnect with everybody. It's been a long time.
Yeah.
And at the time, me and my girlfriend, we were the only ones who really had a place. Nobody had moved out yet. And Steve said, "Let's just do it at your house." So we all kind of got back together at our house. And we had booked
that
the show.
That day, you pulled the guitar stuff, and because I had seen his old band once over a million times, you know, I wasn't as a staunch fucking supporter as Colin here, you know, but I'd seen him here and there, and you know, so I think we literally, it was a sunny day, dude, we just started playing, and you were like, "Why don't you play with us?" And I was like, "I don't know, you know, Yeah, sure.
He was on the fence, and then we booked the show. We owned a guitar player, and I said, "You've got to play."
And it was here.
We booked the show.
It was here. The first show we ever played together, the four of us, was right here.
Wow.
That's,
all right.
That's a story
little in
right
depth,
there.
But
yeah, that's
we
fine.
Talk.
This is
we
what
talk,
we need.
You know? And I'll never forget the first song we ever played, all right? As a band, I do, because it was the boringest fucking song in the world. It was Pearl Jam doing the version of Oh, where, baby. Now listen, it's Celtics in the playoffs. I'm sitting there watching the game going. It was a good show, though. That's when the stage was this fucking big. For those of you who can't see my hand motion right now, that's about a 4x2. 4 feet by 2 feet. Just picture your legs spread apart, and that's about all there was.
It was so small.
His legs are his legs.
I'm a giant, you know. I'm like Sasquatch.
It was so small that Steve and Colin actually, at one point, when we started bringing the keys into the van, actually got down and played on the floor, and we couldn't fit across the stage.
I always got bumped out.
We physically couldn't fit across the stage.
But then again, you like being in the crowd more than the rest of us, so. Next question. Next song.
So, speaking of now, you said that you've followed him around for a while. Now, did you ever have to get a restraining order, and did you have to have him arrested for violating?
I appreciate it.
He did pull out his penis.
I knew all the words. I was there for the three-person shows, and he's screaming his name.
Going, Eric, you messed that line up.
I got to be honest with you. If anyone who ever plays in a band. You never, and anyone who plays can speak, you know, from experience. There's nothing you appreciate more than when people come to see you. And you appreciate it more when the same people come to see you because you at least know that they're having a good time. And I can say, with 100% certainty, that Colin Walsh was the absolute last person to leave every single show.
That's because you're trying to get laid.
Doesn't matter. He was still there.
Wait, listen, even if those three people...
Lots of people left and tried to get laid,
To speak to that point, it's absolutely true, but I'll go one step further. And we have found this with Totally Inappropriate in the last couple of months. Because we've actually been kind of rocking. We're booked up to the end of August right now. You know, we've actually been booked solid since like last September, right? We do about one show a month because we like to try to keep it fresh and, you know, just get friends and whoever else is going to come out. So it's not every weekend because, you know, people of our age can't go out every weekend these days.
Especially when you play places, when you play smaller bars and stuff like that. I mean, like, if you play in Boston every single weekend, it doesn't matter if you bring anybody, because they're going to be...
700 people by themselves.
No matter what. But when you play places like Overtime and stuff like that, you know, you need to help these small business owners. You got to bring a crowd for them if you play out every single weekend.
The point I was going to make was literally that, yes, when you have someone who stays there, it's fantastic. When you have somebody that follows you that you don't even know, okay, which we found, it's like, we'll have 10 people that... we've never really met before other than through playing, who says, "Wow, man, you guys are awesome." And the first time we go, yeah, whatever. And the second time they show up, they go, "Wow, you're awesome." We're like, "All right, cool." And the third time, and the fourth, we're like, "Wow, you actually like us, you know? You actually like us."
So it's like Colin syndrome.
Yeah. Stockholm syndrome. It's like we kidnapped them with our music.
There we go.
Just as long as the next lines out of their mouth are, "Why join our cult?"
Hey, I might even entertain it. You never know.
Religion's a fucked up. You mentioned, you know, when you get to be your age. Now, what's the average age of this group?
34.
We're the babies.
No, I'm
38.
Let's go down the line. Eric, how old are you?
30.
Sean?
38.
36.
30.
Wow.
Yeah.
I feel young now.
But I act about 22.
Also, you act right around my age.
Yeah, so there you go.
So now, tell our listeners what kind of music you guys play.
Everything.
So, you know... I'd say a lot of it depends on where we're playing. You know,
we try to play to the crowd. We really do.
We try to play. You know, we played in front of 900 people down on Lansdowne Street 2 months ago. We played. You know,
we played in front of 25 people at Johnny's on the Side in Boston.
Yeah, I mean, we mix it up, but
it was disgusting.
I mean, if we're in town, we're gonna play to a younger crowd. We're gonna play
a little more contemporary.
Yeah, a little more contemporary. Whatever gets the ladies dancing is what we're.
It's
the
general
really,
rule of thumb.
Really about.
That's all it's about. Because listen, about. The girls dance, the guys dance, or at least they watch the girls dance, and everybody's happy. Everybody smiles.
All it really is about is if whatever you play, if that establishment makes money, you're going back.
And the way that they make money is by people just having a good time.
Yeah, and then so we cater it to the crowd. And we have over what you said, like 200 songs, that we can pull out at any time. So if we walk into a place and it's a young crowd, let me give you this scenario.
I'll play the songs that I like, and about three people might actually dig it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll play the shit that I actually enjoy. Like,
Iron Maiden.
We
want to
play Priest,
all the time.
That ain't gonna happen. You know.
But no one can really get up there and go like this.
Right. Yeah.
The lead, the real leader of the band, Eric. He's a big music dictator of the show. Whether you like it or not, he runs the show. You know.
So he did the paperwork here for you guys.
No. Look at his on his computer.
Okay.
What if someone wants to request something? How does that work?
We always put out our shows on Facebook, and once in a great while, we'll say, hey, if you guys want to hear a song, let us know it. And sometimes people will come up to us and say, hey, do you guys know any? You know, it's tough when someone wants to hear a specific song. I mean, it could be so specific that you might not know, but sometimes, I mean, we played out acoustic the other night, and someone came up and said, hey, play some Tom Petty. And it's like, okay, we know Tom Petty. We might not know your favorite Tom Petty song that was like number 7 on his third CD.
If you
can play you some Tom
if
Petty.
If you tell us what song it is, we'll have it ready for the next show.
Someone shoots it to us and says, hey, I heard you guys are playing April 10th. Could you throw this song in your set?
Yeah, absolutely. And to tell you, the toughest part about being a cover band is, and it's the same thing with all four of us, we all want to do literally a whole new set. Like, we want to do a whole new 45 songs every show.
Can't do it.
So you pick 12, you go through them, and you whittle it down to like 4. All right, fine. And
like tonight, what are we doing tonight? 4, 6, 6 new ones?
6 or 8, something like that. It's the toughest spot because I don't want to hear the same shit. I don't want to play the same shit.
It's beautiful.
You know?
But sometimes it's just not enough time.
Yeah.
In a month.
We had a flood, a massive flood in our recording studio.
Yes, we did.
It was hot for us though. We had to take a couple of
our recording studio was Sean's basement, by the way, the drums.
Sean, shit, no bullshit. We came down last time we practiced, and he literally had swimmies on. And he was like,
we were shot knocking while we were playing.
We would stop in the middle of the song, right, and suck up the water,
stop,
turn the shop back off, stop playing again, and then call it. So you weren't like, exactly. That's why we did that. So that didn't happen. Although it might have made Colin's hair look a little sweeter.
I can still see some of the after effects right there.
I got product in there, man. You'll see
product. Oh my god.
Listen, my girlfriend's a hair.
Let me guess. A Veda.
This is a Veda. She doesn't sell a Veda, but I went to a different salon and I had to buy some of it.
Wow. May I make a point here really quickly? King Baby Duck knew what elevator was. I'm just saying.
He's French. It's okay.
Represent. French Canadian all the way.
Yeah.
By the way, you're welcome. For
Freedom fries.
No. Yeah. Well, and World War One. We had to save them both times. Yeah. Yo, I'm Irish.
Irish. They just hate English. We're all white.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
They can't tell the difference between all of us.
We're all mutts.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. I got like 6 or 7 different.
Yeah.
Just Western Europe. Just picked anyone,
I'm just
basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Scottish and Welsh.
Actually, my favorite line is, you got any black in you? You want some?
Hey, how long do we have the bagpipes here?
Oh, yeah, the bagpipes.
Yeah,
the summer.
We
back
last wish I known, I would have killed the
they were from New York.
New York, Boston police.
New York and Boston.
We do a lot of fundraisers.
You
almost
have a lot of energy. No such thing.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Hold on. We might need these guys for if we do a fundraiser.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're good like that.
Absolutely.
Because I actually actually just got something about, you know, a group that, you know, I want to talk to guys about working with, which is disabled veterans.
We actually did a charity before.
Okay.
It was for
PMS.
I want PMS. That's right, PMS challenge. A friend of ours was doing a bike ride.
Yeah.
What were we doing in September?
Remember the guy who asked us to play the 9/11 thing, the motorcycle ride?
Oh, that's great. That's right up out of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, we're open to it.
Yeah, but I know we talked about a couple different things. The disabled veterans, that's a big thing. And autism awareness, so.
And my nephew is autistic, so there you go.
Here's something that I've never revealed on my podcast show, so am I.
Really?
He's actually never revealed
on the show. Well, you're pretty damn functioning, brother. Good job.
Yeah.
Good job. Yep. We can get further into that in another show. Because I got a million questions. I mean, my nephew's not even 3 yet. And, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's going through testing and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah. So. I had to do the same thing when I was 2.
Yep. Yep. Look in my eyes. It doesn't matter if I look in your eyes. Again. Another story.
Sorry. All right. So, what's the biggest inspiration in music?
Colin.
As are you talking like
okay, or
are you talking instrumentally, like what we like?
Like what music
like,
you
all have real
just answer their yeah, question. So, I mean, what's your biggest you influence in music?
Springsteen and Bon Jovi.
Mine. Rosh Munchkin.
Nice. Okay, I like that.
I'd say probably Iron Maiden and Slayer.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
I'm talking about
a free soul. Sorry. My answer.
Yeah, I was sort of hoping to hear some Metallica out of you. Know, one of
I
you
like
guys.
All those bands, yeah, but I mean, if you have to pick the two that you think is fine, you all have
to
pick.
Although, if you think about it, asking me to pick two bands,
Eddie can keep the ass of whatever Metallica's.
Springsteen, I went on tour with Iron Maiden. Look at my hair and my guitar.
What?
I went on tour with Iron Maiden 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, I was on the. They have this thing called. You see the movie Flight 66? It's on VH1. I was on that plane. I went on that tour. I went to Norway, Dublin, and Ireland, which was pretty impressive.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know, it's like the Iron Maiden concert, right? And Sean, the drummer, asked Colin, the bassist, hey, do you want to... actually, vice versa. Colin asked Sean. No, Sean asked Colin. My mistake. Hey, do you want to go to the New York show of Maiden? He goes, no, I'm sorry, I can't. Why not? I'm going to be in Paris. Fucking going to be in Paris.
But I'm going to see him in San Antonio and
Yeah, we have the world's, like, the world traveling bass player.
Yeah.
Tell me what your job is. That's why.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Every day is a Friday.
No, every day is a Friday.
Oh, yeah, let's get a cop over here.
Every day is a Friday for you. I do love it.
In my life, every day is a Friday.
I'm jealous.
Because that's the way I live my life. I'm a Cambridge.
No, but it's really reality.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's the way I live my life.
We shoot on each other. I'm a cop. He's a fire.
Medford, okay.
And we both grew up in
and I used to be a bartender, so we were like the village people. Yeah.
The straight version.
Yeah, yeah.
The straight version of the village people. He's not employed.
So, the city people.
For sure.
Oh, he's Irish. Come on. Man. So, I mean, like me personally, I know my inspiration with music is Guns N' Roses and Metallica. I can't go a football game without listening to them before.
We could throw a G in that song.
I can't go a basketball game.
You want to listen to Guns N' Roses tonight?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I love Welcome to the Jungle.
What's your favorite G&R song ever?
Welcome to the Jungle.
My Michelle.
That's a good one, too.
Daddy, what's that?
I always listen to it before the game.
We'll do it.
When it comes to Metallica, Entertainment is the greatest song.
I
used to do a medley in another band.
I did the medley with
you.
Maybe Duck has something to say.
Let's go, Cracker.
I want to ask you. You were mentioning Guns N' Roses. What were your thoughts on Chinese Democracy?
I did not even buy the fucking album.
Wow.
I loved it.
That's my thought.
I loved it. You want to know why? Because if you really listen to that album, and you look at the lyrics, Axl is a fucking maniac, and you know he's in Belgium. But if you listen to it, it's almost like you want to cry listening to it. It's almost like he's like really writing something from like, he's fucked up. It's like,
I think he's admitting all like his wrongs on these songs. I think it's like almost like his apology. He's like, he's saying sorry to Ab, like Slash and Duffy and all those people through this.
We'll throw it in the
stews.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay.
I just watched Slash and it was good.
Oh, I saw that at Best Buy. I was this close to buying it.
Yeah, we'll throw the G&R in the first few songs called Out the Acoustic on it.
All right, let's go.
All right,
let's go. All right, so. Now, if people want to listen to your music online, would they be able to? Or
you can go on our Facebook page. It's totally inappropriate. And we're in the middle of building. There's just a couple on there right now, but we're in the middle of building our actual website, which is going to be totally inappropriate. .net.
Okay.
Now, if for those of you at home who don't know how to spell it, inappropriate. All right, it's I N A P P R O R I A T.
And for those of you that know how to spell it, you must have been arrested for totally inappropriate behavior.
Now, where does the name originate from? Was there like a little hidden story with it, or
wish it was that
originally? I think originally we were going to be Lucky 7, and that just happened because the first show we all had played together was on 7707. And then somebody said something
10 days before my dog's birthday.
Like, somebody literally we're talking to John and goes, that's just totally inappropriate. And Sean goes, that's the name of the band.
You guys have seen Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist?
I have watched
you fistful of assholes. That's the name. That's kind of how it happened. It's kind of how it happened, you know?
Well, what was that?
People are coming. Being security.
Anything else here?
Let me see. What has to be your favorite song to cover?
Ooh. I tell you what, right now, the one that we cover, my favorite one to play, is If You're Wondering If I Want You To, I Want You To, by Weezer.
Really?
It's so much. It's just.
I'm right there with that.
And my favorite line is, and your mom cooked meatloaf, even though I don't eat meat. I dug you so much, I took some for the team.
Oh.
I fucking love that.
I would say Let's Get It On.
Oh, yeah?
Ooh, well, Marvin Gaye.
So that's because you sound so good, doing.
But it's just fun to play.
Yeah?
No? I personally like that music, song, you know? Because, you know, the women like it.
But it's just sexy music.
I would probably say Crazy Bitch, because people go fucking shithouse crazy when we play it. They do.
Yeah. Sean? What's your favorite song to play as a drummer? And tell me it's Two Princes, I'll slap you.
On our list? What was I thinking? Dirk Pen.
Yeah.
That's a good tune. You like it because the chick in the video is smoking.
Oh.
Watch that video. Everyone is listening to Dirk Bentley. What was I thinking?
All right, so these guys have to go set up, get ready for their show.
Absolutely.
So I guess this is it. Check them out. Totally inappropriate. Hit them up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Right, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Very much,
guys.
All right. Yeah.
So you've been listening to an interview with the Totally Inappropriate over here at Overtime in Beverly. I want to thank these gentlemen. It's been a really fun night. This is Anvil.
This is King Baby Duck.
This is Blue Onyx.
This is Colin Walsh.
Sean Norton.
Eric Giordano.
Fraud.
Gentlemen, welcome to the Bastards. It's been a great time. You can check us out on MySpace at myspace.com/Boston Bass Brigade or our Facebook page.
Also, our website is bostonbassbrigade.com. If you want to request anything or if you want feedback on this and anything else, it's thebastards@bostonbassbrigade.com.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love.
I think time. We left one of the sisters drinking in the bar.
I better go get her. Boston Bastard Brigade. Check them out, guys.
We are the Bastards. Bastards.